This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We've been having a lot of fun here, paging through a book that landed on our desks. It's called And You Shall Know Us by the Trail of Our Vinyl. It's a book of album covers showing the world of the Jewish LP. And that's Jewish in very broad strokes. It includes everything from the prolific cantor Saul Zinn to the Temptations' Fiddler on the Roof medley. If I were a rich man, and let's not forget Yiddish humor. Here's Leo Fuchs doing the Yiddish twist.
We're gonna twist tonight.
And much more. The book is drawn from the collection of Jewish vinyl gathered by kindred spirits Josh Kuhn and Roger Bennett. They found each other and clues to their own Jewish identities as they pawed through stacks of albums. They pooled their collections, word got around, and soon, as Roger Bennett explains, their garages were overflowing with vinyl.
Boxes and boxes started to head our way. They were gratefully received. Each one was a crackingly good album, but it was more than that. It was like a footprint through history. And we started to become obsessed. And whereas normal men go to Vegas or go golfing or perhaps hunting, at the weekend, the two of us would head to the place where Jewish vinyl goes to die, which is, of course, Boca Raton, and spend hours cruising around thrift stores there, returning back laden down by vinyl.
The subtitle of your book, The Jewish Past, as told by the records we have loved and lost. Were you searching for something here, or was this something you just stumbled upon? Roger?
I think for me, it was more stumbling upon by chance. My mother, I grew up in Liverpool, which was an incredibly musical city, and she gave me, or I inherited, her record player, and with it came her records, and amongst the Mamas and the Papas' greatest hits and the Beatles' albums were two that, even back then, I was 8 or 9, struck me as being fairly remarkable. One was an album by the great New Jersey singer Connie Francis, sings Jewish favourites. The best-selling Jewish album of all time, recorded by a Italian Catholic. And the second was an album which has come to loom large in my life because it connected me to Josh originally, which is Irving Fields, Bagels and Bongos, which is a Jewish guy who grew up in New York trying to make music that would please the Latin community.
Josh, what was it in particular about this album, Bagels and Bongos, that drew you to Roger?
Well, as you can probably tell, Roger's an incredible mambo dancer, so that record was a direct beeline to his heart and legs. For me, it was a record that was the key that opened up this whole world that I never knew existed, which was the Jewish Latin craze of the 1940s and 50s. And Bagels and Bongos was really just the tip of the iceberg. It's just beautiful, beautiful Latin versions of various Yiddish songs and Hebrew songs.
You show the cover of Bagels and Bongos, the cover of the LP, in your book. And I have to say, there are bongos on the cover. There are no bagels.
Irving knew that, like the Abbey Road album, having a album cover that posed a lot of questions and made you think was not a bad marketing point.
Can we talk about the Barry Sisters?
Absolutely.
The Daughters of the Downbeat.
That's right. What should we talk about?
Well, this is Claire and Myrna, but not born Claire and Myrna. They were Clara and Minnie Bagelman from the Bronx.
That's right.
And you were kind enough to part with one of your LPs and send it to me. This is At Home with the Barry Sisters, and they're singing Yiddish songs, Hava Nagila, the classic repertoire. Mm-hmm. But you also have uncovered their album, Our Way.
Right, from 1973, their last record. They're doing Yiddish versions of adult contemporary radio pop songs of the 70s.
Okay, we've got to hear Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Does either one of you want to attempt it in Yiddish?
Roger, go for it.
They're about to tell it to us so beautifully, I don't want to rain on their parade.
Okay, here they come. Geht mir kein Sachlind, die Trock.
muss den Regen auf mein Kopf nur sich haben. Stehe ich in.
Okay, you should know that right now our producer and editor and engineer are pretty much on the floor laughing. But it's a great song.
And what's so interesting about them is you mentioned that they were born Bagelmen and became Barry, and they ended up changing their name because of the Andrew Sisters, that the Andrew Sisters had had a hit in English with the great Yiddish song by Meir Bistu Shane in English. And the Barry Sisters thought, now if these, you know, blonde Lutherans from Minnesota can have a hit with a Yiddish song, then certainly we got to be able to have a crack at this.
You know, we probably haven't paid proper due here to Jewish humor and humorous songs. I'm particularly partial to one that you sent me by Ruth Wallace called Bring the Boys to the House.
Oh, this is a little blue for NPR.
Well, it says right there on the cover, it says restricted from airplay, risque, right. I'll say.
We really believe in the power of only playing blue. And Ruth Wallace was part of this crew of body, trash-talking, hard-drinking, hard-smoking women comics in the 1960s who have really, for the most part, dropped out of history. I mean, Ruth Wallace has been remembered, but the women around her, like Belle Barth and Pearl Williams and Patsy Abbott, have been forgotten. A lot of the material is no longer available in any other format than LPs. Are we going to be able to hear a little Ruth Wallace?
Oh, please, let's.
Mama, she taught us to be smart with the men, how to do what and what to do when. There was Cuckoo and Gaga and me, I was next. We had one thing in common, we were all over sex. How you like my accent, darling?
I think this is a secret attack on Zsa Zsa Gabor. That's my theory.
And this was what year?
I'm guessing this has got to be the late 60s.
You know, when you think about what's become of this music, you pose this question in your book. What if the world actually sounded like this? What if Yiddish hadn't become the language of refrigerator magnets and Jewish joke punchlines? Have you come up with an answer to that? What if? Roger?
And honestly, we did the book as the beginning of a journey. I feel like we're only just taking initial steps to frame the questions that we've been talking through, even as we've pounded the streets, the tough streets of Boca Raton together, which is really, who are we? What are we inheriting? What does it mean to us? And what are we going to do about it? So that this book really is the beginning of a journey. The journey's not over, and we're framing questions. We've got thousands of albums left to collect before we can even think of answering them, Melissa.
Well, Roger Bennett and Josh Kuhn, it's been great talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
At our website, Roger and Josh talk about some of the performers they met as they researched their book, And You Shall Know Us by the Trail of Our Vinyl. At NPR.org, you can also find album covers and more music from their vast collection.
Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel. Glass in the coffee.
How about a bowl of gefilte fish?
Cold?
Hot?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.